Yeshaya Perek Tes. This perek primarily discusses how Sancheiriv will retreat in battle against Yisrael, and Yisrael and Yehuda will be devastated as well. Note, the challenge when learning Sefer Yeshaya and Nevi'im Achronim in general is 1. It's not in story form. 2, which it seems to be more difficult, there are many double meanings to the psukim, as many of the psukim are referenced to actual events and simultaneously references to Mashiach. The free-flow nature of prophecy combined with the double-edged meaning adds to the complexity of the Sefer. Just to reiterate, Nach Daily tries to capture the spirit and flavor of each perek, bringing daily lessons that are relevant to our lives, while at the same time trying to remain true to the classical Meforshim. In Pasuk Aleph, Ha'am ha'ochim b'choshech ra'u or gado, yoshvei ba'aretz ha'maves or naga alehem. The nation that sat in great darkness, they'll see a tremendous light. The people who sat in desert, they're also going to see a big light. Rashi Metzudas explains, this is reference to the king of Ashur. As Yisrael was in darkness from the famine, they will see a huge light when Hashem causes the downfall of Sancheiriv. The Svarim HaGadoshim explain, every Yerida is Letzarech Aliyah. Every downer a person has is really for the purpose of bringing him close to Hashem, as every day a person faces so many challenges and difficulties. People feel broken, down, despondent, filled with anxiety, guilt, and worry. Every person knows in their own heart what their difficulties are. Yeshaya Navi is promising that the people who sat in the most darkness are going to be the ones to see the light of Hashem. They are going to feel connected to the source of all life, Hashem Himself. How much do we need to believe and strengthen ourselves with simple emuna, faith, and by doing mitzvahs with great simplicity and utter joy? This is what Yeshaya HaNavi says later in Perek Nunhei Pasuk Yer Aleph, Uvduya Hashem Yeshuvu Uvalit Siyum Berina. The people that are Uvduya Hashem, that are far from Hashem, they're the ones who are going to come singing to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael, with dancing and singing. It's specifically the Vduye Hashem, the people who feel the furthest from Hashem, who will come dancing to Yerushalayim with great simcha and happiness. So here's the good news. So if you feel far from Hashem, you can be happy, because you'll be included in the Vduye Hashem, cast aside people who will come dancing to Yerushalayim with the simcha of Mashiach. And Pasuk Beis through Dalet, Yeshaya relates that Sancheiriv had turned back around and did not engage in warfare against Yehuda at that time, due to the wondrous and amazing king Chizkiyahu. As it says in Pasuk Hey, Yeled Yulad Lanu, there will be a child born to us, Bein Nasan Lanu, V'tiyeh HaMishral Shichmo V'yikr Shmo Pele Yoetz El Gibor Aviam Sar Shalom. There will be a wondrous, amazing, strong advisor, the Prince of Peace, who will be born to Yisrael. As we learned about in Sefer Malachim Beis, Chizkiyahu went around destroying all the idol worship that was rampant and largely restored Yehuda to its original Kedusha and its purity. And Pasuk Zion through Yer Aleph, however, the northern kingdom will finally realize it's too late. The damage done to their cities is permanent, because Hashem's fury has not subsided. And Pasuk Yobes through Chaf, which is the end of the perek, Hashem will continue to punish the people and a civil war will incur. Hashem will strike down the people who have not tried to do tshuva yet. The older and younger generations are filled with hypocrisy and double standards. Their evil has not gone unnoticed, as Hashem will burn them like a fire in the forest. The nation no longer has compassion or empathy for one another. The situation will get so bad, people will start to eat flesh off another person's arms. As there is no unity among Yehuda and Yisrael, the situation will become more unbearable than they could possibly imagine. And that's the end of the perek. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.